The subject for today is prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind, and we're doing part six. And in part six, we're doing the topic number 17, was Jesus prosperous? And the answer is yes. Before I start this topic, I want to make something very clear here. It is God's will for prosperity according to the blessings and according to Jesus. God is not for poverty, because poverty brings a person or a nation or a marriage under control by Satan. When we take on a poverty mentality or a poverty vow, that puts us directly under the curse, and Satan has control over us to make us poor all the time. A lot of people think I'm being humble when I'm poor. No, that's not correct. In reality, you're being somewhat not intelligent by doing that. When we come into humility, true Bible humility is believing and doing what the Word of God says. When we do our own thing and go in the other direction and do the world's thing, that's called pride. But people don't see this. It is important to understand Jesus is the Lord of the tithe, the Lord of the blessing. Satan is the Lord, if you want to call him a Lord. He is the person or the spirit that's in control of the curse and poverty and lack and debt. In the very beginning, we see Jesus was born in a stable, not because his parents were poor, because there was no room at the taverns or in the town because it was full. There's been a lot of teaching that Jesus was born in a stable and he was poor and he was humble. No, the Bible tells us quite clearly there was no room in the inns or in the hotels in the town, and the stable was the only place they could find. The wise man came to Jesus at the age of two at the house where his parents were staying, not in a stable. The three wise men were kings. They opened up their treasuries to Jesus to establish or to show two things through the gifts. One, what kings thought of Jesus, and two, what Jesus thought of the kings. Their giving established the quality and kingship and the domain of Jesus. Jesus was recognized and established as a king at the age of two. The ministry of Jesus was large enough to have a treasurer to watch over the money, even though Judas did embezzle the money, for the Bible says he was a thief. The ministry of Jesus was large enough to have a staff of 12 full-time people and support teams who went ahead to set up things. They all needed food. In John chapter 4, verse 8, it says his disciples had gone away to buy some meat and they took money. Jesus wore a coat without a seam, woven from top throughout, identifying the quality of the garment, such as the quality worn by kings and rich merchants. Before Jesus went to the cross, a woman poured perfume of an estimated value of $8,000 onto his feet so that he would become blessed. Jesus did not rebuke her. He was not poverty-minded, but his disciples did rebuke her. They were poverty-minded. Well, you might say the Word of God says that Jesus became poor, but the Word of God says more. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, and that through his poverty you became rich." What was meant by that? That the riches that he had left in heaven were being compared to his wealth on the earth. From the moment he left heaven to come to earth, anything that he owned on the earth was poverty compared to what he owned in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ left the glory of the riches in heaven and entered into the poverty of inferior riches on the earth, that we might become joint heirs. Everything was still waiting for him in heaven. Jesus became poor that we may become rich back into heaven. Jesus was not poverty-minded. He was God-minded and prosperity-minded. Jesus said, "I only do the will of my Father and say what my Father says." Jesus, in his ministry, walked in prosperity and not poverty. Once again, I want to thank you today for being with me throughout this subject. I hope what I've been sharing with you and teaching you is now changing your thinking to become prosperity-minded and not poverty-minded. Poverty is a curse. Prosperity is a blessing when it's used properly and when the prosperity doesn't control the person, but the person controls the prosperity. The next part coming up will be part 7. And then we're doing topic 18, How does it affect you as a New Testament believer? Thank you and God bless.